from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Tell me how you feel about your quarterback, your second-year quarterback, heading into, it's hot as hell, heading into this game against the Colts.
But I guarantee if I went to the Colts or to a weak city, he would not be here.
And he be talking about me all the time, and I know he going to see this. I ain't tripping.
Who?
Zaire Franklin from the Colts.
Hey, from Philly?
He said something the other day. It was like on a podcast. He said that in person. I said something to him, like talking mess. I'm like, I don't remember that, to be real. Like, we was at the Super Bowl. I seen him, and somebody asked us to take a picture together, so we took a picture together. I think I was just like talking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just on some cool. Like, we off the field. I'm not really tripping off you, bro.
So he was capping on the podcast?
I don't think he was capping. I might have said something, but it rubbed in the wrong way. But you know, y'all Philly niggas a little sensitive, man, you know? The thing that I don't agree with all these podcasts these players have, my boy EJ, Speed, and I tell him this to his face. I don't even trip. But, like, a lot of dudes come to these podcasts, like, oh, yeah, I'm coming to hit. I'm going to hit CJ in his face. I'm going to get him next year. Like, where I'm from, we say, why ain't you ain't do something where you was mad at? You was mad right there, my. Do something.
Right.
You could have made hella plays, bro. You could have made plays, dog. Right. You could have shut me up right there, but you didn't. We played him first game of the year. Yeah. We played him at their place. It's going to be rocking. Andy hates me already, and I love it.
And I love it, too. All right,
Clint, you played that position before. You know that. You know the position. You played against teams. And listen. This is a really, really good front seven, Clint. They got the Grover, DeBrickashaw Ferguson. I don't know why that name came to mind. But DeForest
Wrong,
Buckner.
Wrong, good.
DeForest Buckner, Speed, Zaire Franklin, the one that he really talked about. This is a great front, pretty good front seven. I don't want to say great, pretty good front seven, Clint. And, I mean, he is letting it go, dog. I know this wouldn't be your approach. I know heading into playing Sean Ellis and heading into playing who else with the big boys? Ray Knock Thompson. He may not have been there.
No, he was there.
He's Al Wilson over there. I know heading into playing that crew. I don't think you was reaching out just stoking the flames, even if they was talking to you. So I'm curious how you feel about CJ Stroud. We know Tyler has lost it. That is, you talk about horniness. That just sent Tyler and some of the Tylerites out into a whole nother place. But how you feeling about that?
I don't like it. I mean, because the way that, I'll be honest with you, like, if it's like apparently him and Speed are buddies, so that's a friendly back and forth trash talking. But the more I hear, the more it doesn't seem like the other fella that it all originated with, it doesn't seem like those two are the kind of partners that just, they're not close enough to be doing that. And I personally don't like it just because it could end up being a distraction. And, you know, we've seen C.J. Stroud be cool, calm, collected. I've heard C.J. Stroud talk about, man, I'm working on not even cussing. I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to let my mind go to those kind of places and lose control of my tongue and things of that nature. And then here you go amping these dudes up who you got to play week one, who you got to see twice a year for the next, at least the next 4 years, if not beyond that. So I'm not a fan. I always, with these kind of situations, I understand dudes are young, and I understand trash talking happens. I'm not one that I pride myself on not getting involved in the trash talking typically. If it goes that way, sometimes I got to get involved, but I would rather not let it happen. I just don't know what the end game is with something like that.
But to me, and since this thing has started, Clint, since this started between him, Zaire Franklin has clapped back. He has said things. Since this thing has started, the whole thing for me is I have confidence that CJ can hold his own and cash this check. But this is a check that all of your team has to
all 53. I think you made the best point earlier about this is like. We've never seen this side of CJ Stroud. CJ was a great college player. CJ was kicking ass last year, and we never saw this side of CJ Stroud.
Humble, confident. That's how I would describe him.
Yeah, and he was very successful, very comfortable, had a lot of success doing that. And now all of a sudden, first game of the season, year two, first rattle out of the box. We got trash talking with the inside linebackers on the opponent's team. So those
couple of good ones.
Yeah, the difference, right? The difference between last year and this year, it's pretty stark. And so it's one of those where you go, is this a good idea?
Yeah, and listen, I if you've heard me over the last 4+ years. You know, I'm into this.
Absolutely.
I like
that's why I knew when I heard it yesterday. I was like, Ron's got to hear this.
I like it. I like the element of trash talk. Hell, I'm a trash talker. I like to use it to get under people's skin. It's just, hey, you got to back it up. You got to back it up. And everybody got to back it up. Right? And hopefully – you know, Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs up front are able to back this up because they have added. Added some fuel.
Like it's like Arkansas right now. You came out and you beat the brakes off of somebody you're supposed to beat the brakes off of, and now you got a real game this weekend. Now's not the time to be talking trash. You played a soft schedule last year.
Yeah, some Razorback talking ish to me on Twitter yesterday.
Well, I mean, you probably deserved it, I'd imagine.
I said, hey, bro, just focus on Arkansas beating A&M, since they've lost 12 of the last 13. Don't worry about us.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, he didn't know. He didn't put two and two together. He didn't know who he was messing with.
I was like, damn, Razorback?
But the point is, like you played a really soft schedule last year and had a great season. Are you up to this next challenge of – this schedule, and it starts with the Colts, and here we are. Here CJ Stroud is talking that ish. If you can back it up, I love it. If you can't, we got to talk about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.